Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Talking about thanks guys for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone, landline, however you're listening to the show, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome. Hey, before I get into today's show, I just wanted to say, you know, it's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to do things. It's a great day to be together. It's a great day to be alive, man. Let's make things happen between us. Let's make everything happen between us. Let's make things be great between us. Now, my show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Now, if you have personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? We're also sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. Hey, guys, if you have any type of real estate needs, residential, whatever you have, commercial, whatever you have, let me know. We'll get together, make this thing happen. I'll hold your hand from the front to the back, okay? From the time that we start to make this thing happen to the time you walk in the door and start putting your furniture inside your new home. Hey, visit me at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. You can send me an email, frankwilliams@kw.com. And, you know, if you're trying to sell, you're trying to buy, or you know someone who's trying to sell or buy, let me know. Give them, you know, send me a referral. I give great checks in return. All right? Again, that's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. All right? And again, guys, thanks for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's show is entitled Same-Sex Marriage. Same-sex marriage. Or, you know, are you for it or not? Are you for same-sex marriage or are you not for same-sex marriage? Okay? Now, for me, I mean, I'm 56 years old, right? I'll be 57 in a couple of months, in May, as a matter of fact. I'll be 57 years old. We're on the bottom side of 50. Okay? We're on the bottom side of 50. Those people in my age and my generation. Okay? But that you know, same sex, you know, you know, two men together or two women together, that was unheard of. That was taboo in my day. It happened, right? It happened. I mean, I think it's been happening for a long time. Right? I think it's been happening for a long time. But the marriage, where it has evolved from then to now, and now people being able to get married that are of the same sex, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to me. I can't believe it, and I can't believe it because of the way that I grew up, okay? The way that some of us grew up, we didn't see that. We didn't see men kissing men and women kissing women and women holding men. I mean, women holding women and men holding men. I mean, I can't get it right. But oh my God, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. The way things happen, you know, how do you start to want to be with another man, or how do you start to want to be with another woman? That's how I look at it. How do you start to want to be with another man, or how do you start to want to be with another woman? How do you start that? How do you start that? That's what I'm trying to figure out. How do you start off wanting to be with a man? How does that start? Because some, you know, I argued with someone the other day. I didn't argue with them, but we debated about some of these gay and lesbian people are born that way. See, I don't believe you're born gay or lesbian. All right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. See, I don't think you're born gay or lesbian. I'm from back in the day, right? I'm from way back, right? Not from way back, but I'm from way back. And this was taboo. This was taboo in my generation. This was taboo when we were coming up. Men liking men and men touching men and men sleeping with men. I mean, you saw it and you knew it was you know, I had one in my neighborhood. And he was a sharp dresser and all this. He used to get out the bus and he was slim and he wore his clothes real neat and he wore a little hat. He get out the bus every day. I think he got on the bus in the morning and rode downtown, did his job, whatever it was, and rode the bus back home and then got out the bus and walked to his house. And, but he was a sweetie pie. He was a sweetie pie. My dad used to say he got ran over by a sugar truck. And, my dad was one, he said, boy, you better not ever grow up to be a sissy. Because that's what we called them. We called them sissies. Okay? We called them sissies. And to be a sissy back then was, man, it was taboo. It was almost like your life was over if you was a sissy. So he a sissy. He ain't gonna never be named. He a sissy. You know what I'm saying? That was me. That was us back in the day. That's what I'm saying. That was us. But the Vatican, over the Pope in the Vatican and the Catholics, they say that they're not gonna condone same-sex marriage. It's not gonna happen. If you're a Catholic and you're a Catholic man and you wanna marry a Catholic man, it ain't happening, dog. You got to go be a Baptist or a Methodist. So you been a Catholic all your life, boy. You can't be marrying there another man. Come on, man. God, the Vatican say God says it's a sin. So I don't know who knows how true that is. I believe it's just my opinion now. I just believe that God made men and women to be, you know what I'm saying? That's how you produce and make more men and women. Think of now if all of a sudden everybody drank some juice or took a vaccine. Okay, if everybody took a vaccine, and then now everybody, all the men like men and all the women like women. You taking the COVID vaccine, right? So instead of taking the COVID vaccine, you take you think you're taking the COVID vaccine, but you're really taking that vaccine to make you like the same as you are. Make you like men. Make you like women. You taking that vaccine. And all these folks taking that vaccine right now, you don't know what you don't know what you're putting in your body. You don't know what you're putting in your body. But they pumping something in them. And, you know, think about it. If we all took that vaccine and we all started liking men, started liking men, and women started liking women, you know, I wouldn't even want my wife to be around no more. Come on, man. What kind of stuff is that? From 609 area code, I think this is my buddy Hard. Hard, what's going on?
What's the deal, Frank, man? Boy, you be coming up with some time, boy, it's off the chain.
Man, come on.
Now, Now, you talk about this. See, you talk about men liking men, women liking women, but, you know, and you brought up the Pope, but, you know, them Catholic boys, they, you know, they something else. They preach against them, but then think about it. Why they always wearing them long robes? And then...
they like them little boy.
Exactly. That's why they have on them robes. Yeah, you go on the confession. Yeah, you finna confess, all right. So you
go
finna scream and holler.
Go on, what?
Man, listen. I don't know now. See, when I first went in the military, when I first went in the Coast Guard, right? You know, my first duty station was San Fran. Oh my God, Frank! Man, I was walking down the street and I saw men kissing men. I was like, "What is what? Man? Thank." What in the heck is going on? Boy, I was so glad that Oakland was only like 10 miles away. So I spent all my time in Oakland. I walked around San Fran for about a day. And
a
when
day.
I saw all of that, I'm like, I do not want to go to San Fran anymore. I went to Fisherman's Wharf, had me some seafood. That was it. But San Fran, back in the 80s, oh, my God, it was ridiculous. It was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous, man. That's all you saw. That's all you saw.
Boy.
So, I don't know, you know, what, you know, everybody says.
I mean, what do you think about same-sex marriage?
Man, same-sex marriage right now, Frank, you know, the way the world is, you know, I don't agree with it, but now you just got to – I'm going to tell you. I don't know what it is, Frank. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know, you know, to be gay now. It's like, to be gay, you know, you sleep with a woman, or a woman sleep with a man to get a higher position. Now, men sleeping with men to get a higher position. Man, this word is crazy. I don't know. I really don't know, man. We, you know, I wish we could just go back to when we was born and we was raised and this, that, and other, man. Because this, you know, 2021, man, it's going to be crazy. You know, the next thing you're going to see is, you know, in the Bible they say your men ain't supposed to be with men, women ain't supposed to be with women. These people, and they already doing it, but it's going to be common law, you know, because I be thinking, you know, they so much on animal rights, you know, these people be, you know, they be having sex with animals. I mean, you know, I be wondering, I be like, okay, I'd rather have me a dog. Okay, what you doing with the dog? Because, you know, I mean, really, you know, they bind the dog, have his own room, he, you know, have his own car. I mean, they're crazy, man.
And all these damn women out here, man.
Yes, indeed, man. I don't know. I feel sorry for the women because they can't really get them no man because... And I don't know. I've heard because I've been away from the ATL for a while, but that, you know, when I came back to Georgia, I went to the ATL. You know, went downtown. You know, Spring Street and all that. I was like 5 points. I was like, look at all these guys. Look at all these gay people. What in the hell?
You know,
Atlanta is, you know, is almost like the gay capital. I mean, of the United States.
Right. Right.
And I just can't figure it out. So, you know, it must have been that, when the towers fell down and everybody started moving down south and just that and other, you know, they just brought all the craziness to Georgia. Because it
right.
wasn't like that when we was growing up. Not
right.
at all, man. I have to say it's just the influx of people all, you know, not just in the United States, but all over the world. So just like we were so happy that we got the Olympics in Atlanta, but after the Olympics, everything, crime went up. You had more gays in the city. You had it just went crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, different people from different parts of the world, man, just, you know, they flocking to Atlanta, and Atlanta is just run over with craziness. You know, it's almost like, you know, Atlanta is worse than New York almost. But,
Yeah. Hey, Hart, I appreciate the call, man. Let me, continue to listen to the show, man. Let's keep hitting it hard. All right, so again, just, you know, this the whole thing, I mean, the same sex marriage is just, to me, I can't get over it. I don't know what it's like to have a gay kid. I don't have a gay kid. I don't know what that's like. I don't know what being a parent to a gay kid is like. But I think about if I was the dad of a gay kid, you know, how would I handle that? After growing up not being close to that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if you guys hear me, but like I say, when I was growing up, that was taboo. So now you're taking me as a person who was taboo about it to now I got a kid who is one. Come on, man. How do you handle that? And you know, that's what you have to think about when people that have, you know, mental problems. Something happened with them to give them that mental problem, that mental block. I think it's a mental block because you can't do things, you know, normal things that someone else does. Or if you want to call it normal. You had a mental block. You'd be like, oh, now he crazy. You know? But the same sex marriage, when you think about that though, I just can't get around it myself. That's just me. And I tell people all the time, hey, your business is what it is, but if your business is not the same as my business, then I don't want to be around your business. I really don't. I don't want to be around your business. You know, if your business, I like women. So if your business is not the same as my business, then your business can't be around my business. As you gonna bust my business up. I've been the way I got in my business for a long time, all my life. And that's why I say I can't understand how people turn to the same sex. At some point, you had to turn to the same sex. That's all I can say, because you weren't born like that for sure. You had to turn at some point
that way and start dealing with those people. The people that you hang around are the people that you're going to be like. Think about it. My mom used to tell me all the time, hey, man, the people you hang around are the people that you're going to be like. You hang around with you hang around with druggies all the time. Hey, you know, eventually you're going to start being a druggie. You can't let them party by themselves. People who are druggies can't be around people who are not. Y'all with me? So I can't if I don't like the same sex, I can't be around people who like the same sex. You with me? I can't be in a room with some guys who rubbing up on each other. Come on, man. I can't. And that's all I'm saying is that you just can't be around that. People who do drugs can't be around people who don't do drugs. They just can't do it. It's not like it. They wasn't doing nothing at that party. They wasn't doing nothing at that party. They go to the other party. They at the other party. They doing everything. They doing everything. They come in there with their hands in the air. Oh, here we go. We done. See, that's the difference right there. And that's the difference in same-sex marriage. I'm not in a same-sex marriage. So I can't have people that are in the same-sex marriage around my marriage. Y'all understand that? You can't do it. Don't try to mix it. I'm telling you, don't try to mix it. My friend from work, he and his friend coming over and we just going to hang out. We're going to put something on the grill. And you bring your friend over. I'm going to let you meet my husband. You be like, hey, nah. No, that's not happening. No. No way ever in life that's happening. So that's all I'm saying is that, you know, same sex can't be around people who don't believe in same-sex marriage. Period. That's the way it is. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I'm going to tune it down right now. I'm going to see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. And I'll see you on the other side of the sun. Take care, guys.
With my dogs in the nighttime. Ooh. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a finger on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey.